People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Bomber fans, when you need quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, plaques, and more, contact the experts at ABC Printing and Imogen Things for slam dunk service. They'll even deliver your order to you. For over 45 years, the Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things have been supporting the Bombers. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610.
Well, it will be Mount Holmes basketball to start this second half as they will be moving left to right. Bologna's out on the floor. Mountain Holmes getting their last second instructions from head coach Josh Fulcher. And now they're out on the floor, and I think we're about ready to get this second half underway. Bashirs will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline as the clock will be reset, and we are about to get back underway. Bashirs takes the ball from the official, throws it into Benton, and we are getting ready to get started. Looks like a zone defense once again. Maybe a 3-2 for Bologna. Ball goes over to Peters on the right side. Back up top to Benton. Back over to Peters. Peters drills up between the circles. Gives it to Benton on the left wing. Throws it to Bashirs in the corner. Now Bashirs going toward the basket. Has the ball knocked away from him. Stolen by Bologna. Going back the other way for the layup. No good, but his layup was blocked. But a foul is going to be called as well. So it will be a two-shot opportunity coming up for Tyler Moran. That foul is going to be called on Hunter Bashirs. That is his first personal foul, team foul number one here in the second half against the Bombers. We are 22 seconds into the second half. A Bologna sideline is trying to get a technical foul called because what happened was after the layup was blocked, some of Mountain Home's fans there on the student section went right over the kid and said some stuff to him. And I think here comes Mitch Husky, and I think Mountain Home is actually about to have a student ejected from the student section. So anyway, it will be a two-shot opportunity for Tyler Moran. First free throw is up. Good. Well, that makes it a two-possession game. One more free throw coming up. Moran's second shot. No good. Gets one, two. And then he's called for the over-the-back foul as he tried to go in for the rebound. That is Moran's third personal foul, team foul number one here in the second half against Bologna. Moran's going to take a seat with his third foul as he's replaced by Jordan Britton. 28-24, Bologna leading it. Ben takes an inbound pass from Bashirs. Will walk it into the front court. Now Bashirs throws it to Peters. Back over to Bashirs, once again to Peters. Now Bashirs has it once again over to Benton on the left wing. And Ben's going to be called for the offensive foul. He used that forearm to try to get some distance between him and his defender. That is the eighth turnover against Mountain Home. And the second personal foul against Talon Ben. Second team foul against Mountain Home. We are 40 seconds into this second half. Bologna gets the ball back, leading by four. 28-24 is our score. Neely into the front court. Mountain Home in a man-to-man. Neely has between the circles, now drills toward the left side, gives it to Kelly, who thought about the three. Now he picks up his dribble at the elbow, throws it to Britton, drills towards the corner, gives it there to Wirtz. Up top now goes to Kelly. Kelly dribbles towards the low block now. Now goes down into the right corner. And the ball is knocked away. Oh, they're going to call a kickball on Mountain Home, and Bologna will keep possession with 6:47 left of the third quarter.
Hey, Rubble!
Will be Bologna inbounding it on the baseline. Britton will trigger the inbound pass. Throws it to Wirtz in the corner. Now up top it goes to Goers. Now Neely has it on the left wing. Down in the corner goes to Britton. Now back to Neely. Neely dribbles toward the free throw line, gives it to Goers. Now to Britton. Britton's going to dribble toward the free throw line. Now tries to throw it to Wirtz. The pass was stolen in the paint. And back comes Mountain Home on Valonia's seventh turnover. Ball goes to Benton. Now down to Bashirs. Back to Benton on the left wing. Over to Peters. Now it goes to Bashirs. His pass to Waymire was knocked away, stolen by Valonia. Ninth turnover of the night against Mountain Home. Neely throws it to Kelly. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer on the left wing. Good. Trey Kelly with 6 points. It's a three-possession lead for Valonia. 31-24 our score. Back the other way, Colton Peters has the ball in the right corner. Now he's going to drill towards the paint. Finds Benton cutting towards the lane. Now throws it to Cruz there in the lane. His jumper good. And looks like Benton's going to knock the ball away in the backcourt. Good defense by Talon Benton, but Valonia will keep possession. 31-26, Eagles leading it. 5:41 left in the third quarter. Neely will walk the ball across the timeline as on the right side. Now he's dribbling down into the lane. He's going to be fouled as he's driving down towards the paint. Colton Peters picks up his third personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home here in the second half. Peters is going to take a seat with 5:33 left in the third quarter as he's replaced by Luke Jackson. Jackson checks in for the first time tonight. He is a 5'10 junior. Neely found it on the baseline, gets into Goers. But now ball goes down to Kelly in the right corner. Back up top to Goers. Over on the left side, it goes to Britton. Now he'll throw it to Wirtz. Up top now to Goers. Now to Britton. Over to Neely in the right corner. His three-pointer is up, no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch. Oh, I thought Bashirs might have touched that last. They're going to say it was off Bologna. And Mountain Home will get the ball back with 5:09 left to play in the third quarter.
Hey, next time down.
Ben will walk the ball across the timeline for the Bombers as they trail by five. Ben dribbles toward the left side, now gives it to Jackson. Ball goes down to Bashirs in the right corner, back out to Jackson. He's going to try for the long three. In and out, no good. Offensive rebound for Cruz. And he tried to throw it back out. His ball was stolen, and back comes Valonia. And going in for the layup was Bologna. He couldn't get to go. Wirtz tried to tip back in. He couldn't get to go. Another offensive rebound for Bologna. This time Wirtz going to pull up for the three-pointer on the left corner. In and out, no good. And the rebound controlled this time by Waymire. Here is Benton into the front court. He has it on the left wing. Pass goes to Bashirs. Back to Benton. Garadici's going to check in the next available time. Benton throws it to Cruz in the paint. He's going to go up for the layup. No good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line. Trey Kelly picks up his first personal foul, team foul number two here in the second half against the Eagles. So Luke Cruz at the free throw line where he's so far 0 of 2 with 9 points. First shot for Cruz, rolls around and goes in. .420 left in the third quarter as Cruz has one more free throw, and if he gets this next one, he'll come out and Garadici will check in for him. Cruz's second free throw, rolls around, does not go, gets one of two on that trip, and rebound goes to Bologna. 31-27, Eagles leading it. The other way, Kelly going into the lane, now kicks back out to Goers. He's going to try for the three-pointer on the left wing, no good. Offense rebound chased down by Britton. He goes out to the wing, he's going to pull up for a three-pointer himself, no good, but he draws the foul and will go to the line for three free throws. Luke Jackson picks up his first personal foul, team foul number four against Mountain Home. So Jordan Britton at the free throw line for three shots. He's so far 0 of 1 with 4 points. First free throw is up and in. 4:04 left to play in the third quarter. Britton's second free throw is up. Good. Now Garrett Deechey, Colton Peters, and Luke Dibble checking all checking in for Mount Snow, replacing Luke Cruz, Talon Benton, and Hunter Bashirs. One more free throw for Britton. If he gets this next one, it'll be back to a three-possession game. Third shot for Britton. He gets all three. He now has 7 points. 34-27, Eagles leading it. A little over 4 minutes left in this third quarter. Peters walks the ball across the timeline. 3-2 zone for Bologna. Ball goes to Jackson. Back to Peters. Down in the right corner to Dibble. Once again to Peters. Dibble has it once again. Cross court to Jackson. Now ball goes to Deechey. To Waymire on the low block. His layup no good, but he draws a foul. We'll head to the charity stripe. Trey Kelly picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number three against Bologna. So Garrett David Waymire at the free throw line tonight. He's got 5 points. He is 3 of 7 from the charity stripe. First free throw here, rolls around and goes in. One more free throw for Waymire. And hits the front of the iron and bounces in. He now has 7 points. 34-29, Eagles leading it. 3:40 left in the third quarter. Back the other way, Trey Kelly has it on the block. Throws that back out to Neely in the right wing. His three-pointer does not. That's the rebound, and back comes Mountain Home. He'll give it to Peters, who will bring it into the front court and set up the offense. Peters gives it to Jackson. Back to Peters. To Dibble in the right corner. Tries to throw it to Waymire. His pass was knocked away, but Garrett Deechey is able to control it. Now throws it back out to Jackson. To Deechey in the left corner. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Good. Garrett Deechey with his first 2 points of the night. And it's a one-possession game all of a sudden. 34-31, Eagles leading it. Back the other way. Wirtz going to try to go for the reverse layup. It looks like may have been partially blocked by Waymire, but Wirtz is able to get to go regardless. He now has 7 points, 36-31, Eagles leading it, 2:52 left in the third quarter. And the other way, as Jackson just has the ball knocked away from him, stolen. And the other way, Grant Goer is going into the lane for the layup. His basket counts, and he is fouled. Grant Goers with his first 2 points of the night, and he'll try to go to the line for the old-fashioned three. Colton Peters just picked up his fourth personal foul. He's going to head to the bench, and so is Luke Jackson, as they're replaced by Luke Dibble and Talon Benton. I'm sorry, by Luke Cruz and Talon Benton. Dibble's already in the game. So Grant Goers at the free throw line to convert the three-point play. This will be his first free throw of the night. Shot is up and good. He now has 3 points. 39-31, Eagles leading it. 2:45 left in the third quarter. Benton into the front court, throws it to Dibble. Back to Benton. Throws it to Cruz in the left corner. Dribbles out closer to the wing, gives it back to Dibble. Over to Benton now. Benton has it between the circles. Over to Cruz in the left corner. His three-pointer is up and good! Luke Cruz now with 13 points. 39-34. Bologna leading it, 2:16 left in the third quarter. Ball goes up to Kelly at the top. Over to Britton on the right wing. His three-pointer does not go. Rebound controlled by Dibble, and back come the Bombers. Britton goes cross-court to Deechey. Oh, I thought just a little over his head. Not so much mustard. He would have gotten that pass off. Hey. 2:04 left to play in the third quarter. It is Bologna with the ball leading by 5. 39-34 is our score. Here's Goers with it. Goers has it near the half-court stripe. It's a man-to-man defense for Mountain Home. Now Goers drills for the left elbow, kicks it out to Barrow. Up top now it goes to Neely. Now gives it to Britton on the right side. Britton going into the lane, and he's going to be fouled. Talon Benton picks up his third personal foul. Team foul number 6 against Mountain Home. So that's the last foul they had to give. The next one will put Bologna in the bonus. 1:36 left in the third quarter. Eagles inbounding the ball, leading by 5. Gores takes the pass, gives it to Britton now. Cross court now to Barrow. back to Goers. Over to Neely on the right wing. Down the corner to Barrow. Back to Neely. Up top to Goers.
Garrett!
Over on the left side to Britton.
Garrett! Pay attention!
Back up top to Goers. Goers drills to the left wing. Now he's going into lane. Kicks out to Barrow. Barrow's three-pointer up. No good. Cruz gets the rebound and has the ball knocked away, but he is going to be fouled in the backcourt. That foul is on Jordan Britton, his first personal foul. Team foul number four against Bologna. 108 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home gets the ball back, trailing by five. 39-34 is our score. Here is Benton across the timeline. Tries to throw it to Cruz. Pass was well over his head. Another unforced turnover against Mountain Home. Bologna is going to get it back with 58.3 seconds left. Goers cross the timeline for the Eagles. Has it up near the top. Goers drills toward the right side, gives it there to Barrow. Now throws over on the left side to Neely. 40 seconds left in the third quarter. Neely is going to drill toward the lane. Now kicks out to Britton in the left corner. His three-pointer, no good. Rebound controlled by Waymire. And he's going to be fouled in the backcourt. Corbin Watson, who checked in a little bit ago, picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number five against the Eagles. 29 and a half seconds left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home gets the ball back, trailing 39-34. Benton will take the inbound pass, walk it across the timeline. Gives it to Cruz on the left wing. Cross courts to Dibble. Dibble throws up top to Benton. Back over to Cruz. He's going to pull up on the left side for the three-pointer. In and out, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Watson for Bologna. He throws it to Neely into the front court. 10 seconds left. Neely dribbles between the circles. 5 seconds. Now Neely is going to go towards lane. Kicks out to Goers in the right corner. His three-pointer is up. It misses everything. And that's the end of the third quarter. Well, after 24 minutes of play, our score, Bologna leading Mountain Home 39-34. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Attention cell phone users. If you love your phone, love your number, and want free service, now you can get all three with SafeLink Wireless at absolutely zero cost. That's right. Keep your own phone, keep your own number, and we'll keep you connected with free service that includes free minutes, unlimited text, and free data. It's all yours if you